al jump il faro facendo fuoco. Yeah, I'll catch a grenade for you, bro. Hi, welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. I hope you're well. When you're listening to this, whichever day it is, I don't know which day you're going to be listening to this, but I hope you're well. Welcome to this amazing episode. This is episode 108, and my name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. So, how are you guys doing? I hope you are well. And first things first, announcements. I have announcements. Number one, if you want to be part of Watch Unspoken Story, the series, check the link on the description. I'm going to leave it here. Check the link. You can fill in the Google form and then I'm going to get back to you. And if you know someone who would like to share their story on the podcast, kindly share the link with them. And then number two, check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. Like, share, and subscribe. And shout out to all the guys. I'm seeing guys with the one I want to subscribe. Like, hope you guys you listen. Thank you so much. Shout out to all the guys subscribing, watching my content on YouTube. Remember to watch, like, share, and subscribe. Also, check out my TikTok, Awino Awiti, and my Instagram. Cool. And then, what else? What else did I have to say? If you love the podcast, if you love this podcast after listening to it, no pressure. Remember to rate it on whichever platform you're listening to it. And comment, guys. I'm loving how people are commenting. Shout out to Dala. Actually, I realized shout out to Dala, Shidala, for commenting. Shout out to Ezra. I'm seeing guys who are commenting on the latest episode. Shout out to, I love the engagement. Keep, please. I never even say that on this pod. I should. Like, I would like to know your opinion on the pod, on the topics I talk about here. Like, what are your opinions? You can add on to it. Give me your opinions. I want to hear from you guys. So comment. I actually never say that. I'm going to start saying it. Comment on the pod. Comment on the episode down below. I think the comments are only available on Spotify. I don't know if other platforms have a comment section. I don't know. I doubt it. I think Spotify has it. So yeah, my pod is still on Spotify. So comment on Spotify. I won't be able to reply on Spotify because currently I'm hosting my podcast on another platform. So Spotify is just, I redirected. If you listen, I said I redirected it. So Spotify, I can't comment on Spotify directly because I redirected it. So Spotify is more like a distribution platform now, not a hosting platform. I'm hosting on Iono now, so I can't reply to them on Spotify, if you get it. So I'll just read them, but I think I'll be reading them or maybe giving a reply on the next episode because I want to be able to reply on like directly on Spotify. So shout out to all the people commenting. Shout out to Dala. Thanks for commenting. Thanks for always engaging. Thanks for always supporting me, Dala. Shout out to you so much. Shout out to Ezra. I saw your comment. You just started listening to my podcast. Talked about how you related to the, you struggle getting to a routine. We all do. You're not alone. We all struggle to get into a routine. But if you listen to the thing, the tips I gave you, if you try them, tell me if it works, because I'm sure they're gonna do something. So just try them, because at least I tried. But I told you guys I'm gonna try the habit stacking. If you listen to the last episode, I said I'm gonna try it, and I tried it last week, and I've actually managed to read 6 chapters from the Atomic Habits book, because that's the most chapters I've read in since I graduated. That's the most chapters I've read since I studied for my last exams back in 2022 before I graduated. That's the most, honestly. So, and I've been able to achieve that because of I started this habit stacking. I started this routine of reading a chapter every day. So I've been able to read 6 chapters. I'm currently on chapter 11 or 12, if I'm not wrong, on Atomic Habits. So that's good. I've managed to journal. I manage to journal 4 times a week. From journaling to one time a week, from journaling to once a week to 4 times, that's an improvement. And then what I've managed to pray every day, yo, because of habit stacking, you guys, because of sticking to that routine, I've managed to pray every day. After reading, I've managed to pray. So, hey, man, kudos to that. I hope I actually maintain. And then what else? I've managed to walk. Actually, I did manage to go for a walk. How many times? I did manage to go for a walk 5 times this week. Imagine, that was insane. I wasn't able to go the entire week because I started having my periods. I started my periods, I think, on Saturday. Oh, and I have the worst cramps, my gosh. So I was like, no, I can't kill myself. So I didn't manage to go for the entire because I started my periods. And then what? So those are the things actually I was working on. And actually, I have seen the improvement, especially the reading, oh, the journaling, the praying. It's working for me well. And it's a new week and I'm going to try and continue and just get it. Once I know I hack getting them into my routine until like my mind is just set, like at this time I need to do this, I know I'm gonna be good. In fact, by the end of this episode I'll be done. By the end of this week, sorry, I'm used to saying episode. By the end of this month I'll be done with that book. In fact, before the end of the month I think I'll be done with the Atomic Habit book. This will be good for me. By the way, happy new month. Did I say happy new month? I think the last time I spoke here was last month. Yeah, last one. So happy new month. March is here. And you guys, March, this March, I'm not gonna say March, all the matches, but this March is a special month for me. It's a special month for me, guys. This is the month that I'll be hitting 1 year. It will be my 1 year anniversary since I moved to Nairobi. It's just hitting me now that I think by next weekend it will be a year since I moved to Nairobi alone, started living alone. Wow, I can't believe it's been a full year, a full 365 days or 66, I don't know, but yo, time really moves so fast. So this much I'm celebrating that my son, because man, like my Nairobi has been good to me. I was so scared. Like, I don't know. I've never lived in Nairobi alone. Like, nilikuwa nimezoea Kisumu and everything. I've never lived Nairobi alone as an adult, as a fully fledged adult, paying my own bills. I've never working and everything. I've never done that. So just, this is like a big, big, big milestone for me. And I can't say I've struggled. I actually settled down really well. Life has been good. Okay, that's gonna be something on a topic on a podcast when I reach the 1 year anniversary. I think that's gonna be something I'll talk about on a separate podcast, because that's totally not related to this podcast. But happy new month. This is also a special month for me because this is International Women's History Month. March is Women's Month. The entire March is Women's Month, and that is another reason why I really love March. March is like it's a good month. It's Women's Month, and then what else? I have a lot of things coming up this month. I have concerts to attend, I have events. This is gonna be a good month. I can just see it. So I have things coming up. Like I told you guys, if you wanna make your life interesting, add interesting things in your calendar, add events, add concerts, add things that make you happy, add things that make you look forward to the next day, make you look forward to them, so that like it just makes your life vibrant. It gives your life a meaning. It just makes you full of life. So add interesting things to your calendar. And actually this month, it's like I'm starting my year in March. I said that on Feb, but now I'm starting my year well in March, because now I have a lot of things coming. I feel like February, I was just dormant. I had not a lot of interesting things. Like it was just life being life, normal life. But yeah, in March, I'm celebrating 1 year anniversary. 1 year in March, 1 year in Nairobi, I mean, 1 year living in Nairobi as a fully fledged adult. We're celebrating International Women's Month. Actually, let me tease it. The next episode is going to be a women's episode. It's going to be dedicated to women because International Women's Day is actually next week, 8th March. I even have something on that day. So yeah, I have a lot of things. I love it. So next episode, tune in. It's going to be dedicated to my girlies, because you know me. I love I actually did this last year, something to do with them. I mean, if you have never listened to that episode, I will even advise you to listen to that episode, our special women's episode, our special women's day episode, which was last year in March. I did it with Kinadala and Asal, which was so dope. I think it's titled Girls Stop Doing This, like things we should stop normalizing, things we should stop doing as girls. Yeah, I'm always there for my girlies. I'm always showing up for my girls. Now, the younger tips. So, yeah, this year I'm also doing an episode, but this year I'm doing it alone. And I've already even prepped for it. In fact, after this, I'm recording it next. So, it's going to drop on Wednesday. So, tune in for that. So, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. This month is looking vibrant. This month is looking things out. Like this month, I'm looking forward to this month. Anyway, that's not what we are here to talk about. Today's episode, like I said, it's something to do with friendships. And I've not said it. Today's episode is about friends and friendship. And you know, when it comes to friends, friendship, that is always like a delicate topic to me. Because I feel like I'm not really favored in that sector. I won't lie. I'm not like really, really favored. You see, the people like unaskiangati, someone who is friends, they've been friends since primary, since childhood, they've been friends and they're friends till today. Until they're adults, they're friends until they get to match in each other's weddings. But I always feel like I wish I had that. I wish I had just one friend from childhood, a girl who share everything. Yeah, my ride or die. I wish I had. So let's say, like, friendship, when it comes to friendships, I like, it's such a delicate topic to me, because when it comes, I've lost a lot of friends in my life, not by death, of course. Yeah, but yeah, the friendships I had in the past, there are friendships that I thought that would be there until the end of time, but unfortunately they didn't. So I feel like when it comes to friends, friendships, I'm not the best man for the job. I'm not the best person to talk to, give even friendship advice. But this episode, I'm gonna be talking about, we can't be friends if ... like the people I can't be friends with. Those some habits, if you're my friend, I notice like these are some habits you have. I'm like, nah, thank you. Next. I can't be friends with you. So this episode is titled, We Can't Be Friends If ... And feel free, after listening to this, just feel free to comment down below. What are some of the things that you can't tolerate in friendship? The boundaries you have. What makes you, like, what is something or someone you can't be friends with if that's doing something? Anyway, let's get straight into the episode. So number one, we can't be friends if you talk down on things that I'm passionate about. That is not even negotiable. We can't be friends if you talk down on things I'm passionate about. Like I'm there rambling how I love podcasting, I love content creation, I love posting vlogs, I love editing, things I'm passionate about. And then you're like, you don't even support me. Hey, Kwanza, this topic, if you don't even support, if you talk down on things I'm passionate about, if you don't support my dreams, if you don't comment, I'm a content creator and you're my friend and you don't even comment. Like in all the years that I've been creating content, I've never seen your comment down on my post, on my vlog. Go girl. I've never seen even a love emoji. And you're my friend. Please, I can't. We can't. So I can't be friends. We can't be friends if you talk down on things I'm passionate about. And I'm sure it's everyone. We can't be friends on that. We can't be friends if you cannot have my back. If you're someone I can't count on, like, why are we friends? If you're someone I can't count on, we can't be friends. Because me, personally, I'm someone who likes to be someone people can't count on. Even if for my friends, like, I like showing up for the people I love. But the one thing about me, I think I love so hard. I love hard. Once I love you, like, you're my friend, like, I'm just like, oh my God, I will die for you. For real, man. Once I love you and as a friend, like, we're so close. And then I'm like, oh my God, I can't die. Like, what did Bruno Mars say? I'll jump in front of a train for you. Yeah, I'll catch a grenade for you, bro. I'll catch a grenade for you, literally. If you're, because that's how I view my friendships. Like, you're my sister. That's why I always say, I always wish I had a little sister. I feel that gap. I feel that emptiness. I don't have a little sister because it's missing. I feel that's why I'm always, when it comes to friendships, it's always like, touchy-touchy, because I view my friends, especially girls, of course, we're talking about girls over here. I view my friends like my sister. You're my sister. If you're friends, like, I view like you're my sister. So that's where it comes from. So if we can't be friends, if you cannot have my back, period. Simple. And number three, I have a long list, guys. I don't even think I can read all of them. I compile this list and I'm like, yeah, all this. So we can't be friends. I already said, if you don't support my content, if you don't support my dreams, because I'll support your dreams. I love being friends with people who have dreams, who have big dreams. If you can't support my dreams, because I'm sure if I'm friends with you and you tell me, okay, I want to open this business, there's something I like about this, oh my God, I will support you however I can, that's sure. Number three. We can't be friends if you go ghost when you and I have a conflict. We're ghosting each other. You ghost me because we gombanad, and it's part of friendship. Like having conflicts are part of friendships, are part of relationships. So we have a little conflict, and then ghost me like, okay, we're done, and you just go quiet. You ghost me. You go silent. You give me silent treatment because we didn't agree on something. No, we can't. We can't be friends. One thing, I think me, I'll reach out. One thing about me, as much as I've lost a lot of friendships, I feel like I don't regret them. I don't regret losing them because I gave my all. I don't regret losing them. I communicated. I talk. Well, even if we had conflict with my friend, I think I always reach out. Once I reach out and I see like, okay, this person, I've tried my best. That's when I'm like, even if the friendship ends, I'll go in peace, because I'm like, I tried, at least I reached out. So we can't be friends if you go ghost when you and I have a conflict. No, we can't. We have to resolve our issues. We have to be accountable for our actions. Number four, we can't be friends if you cannot put in effort to the friendship. Simple. Like, you can't. You can't even text me, you can't call me, you can't check up on me. Hell no. That's why I always say, okay, that's another point, it's gonna come. Hey, wait. Number five, we can't be friends if you're always complaining. I hate negative energy. And if you are my friend and you have like that weird negative energy, negative vibes, no. Bye, sis. Bye. We can't be friends. I don't like that. Like, you're always complaining, like never go, like nothing ever goes your way. That, you know, and you know, energy is, what's the word? You can transfer energy. So if you're negative around me, that means I'm going to start being negative, and I don't want negative vibes. I don't want that. So we can't be friends if you're constantly complaining, if you have negative vibes, negative energy, biases. Number six, we can't be friends if your plans, just involve men and alcohol and you seek validation from men. Please, heavy on that. Unfortunately, I've had a friend who has this behavior. We can't be friends if your plans involve men or alcohol. Like, one thing, like, I've had this friend. When you wanted to go out, she'll always be like, "Tunaenda kina nani? Who's gonna be there?" Like me, I'm like, sis, we're going for, it's like a girl, it's a girl's thing. No men allowed. It's a girl's thing. Her, she just wants to be involved. Even if you go, we go out, like, we're just on our table as girls. She was that kind of girl. Anajipendekeza kwa wanaume, so that men can join our table. No, please. I don't want masculine energy. I just want to be around my girlies. So we can't be friends if your plans involve men. If you constantly seek validation from men, no, we can't be friends. We can't be friends. And I have had a friend like that. Yo, it was insane. Me, I'm one person who likes going for concerts. I like going for concerts. I like going for events. But her, when I invite her, let's go for this event. Let's go. There's this concert. Let's go. She's like, she doesn't like this. She doesn't. Yeah, pendi za form. Yeah, napenda form. Kuna wanaume. Tunaenda kwa club kulewa. Na kuna wanaume. Nah, we can't be friends. Sorry. Number 7. If we can't be friends, if you're someone who likes to play the victim, let that sink in. We can't be friends if you're someone who likes to play the victim. Like you, the world is always working against your favor. You're just the victim. You're always the victim. You're always looking to blame someone. No, we can't be friends. We can't be friends if you can't communicate. Oh my gosh. If you can't communicate, why are you even friends? Communication is like something very important when it comes to friendships, when it comes to relationships. Without communication, it can't survive. So we can't be friends if you can't communicate. If I do something bad to you, if I do something bad, please tell me, you're my friend. If you don't tell me, then who do you expect? Who else should tell me if not you? So communicate. If I do something bad, if you like something, communicate. So we can't be friends if you can't communicate. Number what? What number are we on? Number 8. We can't be friends if you're extremely insecure. Nah. We can't be friends if we're extremely insecure. Like, what example can I give on this? This is the best example I have at the top of my head. So we're going for a girls night out. Okay, so we are dressing up in the house together. We are doing our makeup. And then, of course, I have my outfit on. You have your outfit on, and you know, as girls, we always like compliments. So you ask me, I'm my friend, you ask me, how is my outfit? You're going out, how is my outfit? I say, hey, your outfit is nice, it's so nice. And then I put on my outfit, and you see my outfit is better than yours. Now you want to remove your outfit because my outfit came out better. My outfit is better than yours. You think that I look better than you. Now you want to change your entire outfit. That there is being insecure, if I'm not wrong. I think that's the best example I can give top of my head. Nah, that's you being insecure right there. So we can't be friends if you're extremely insecure. Nah. Number 9, we can't be friends if you never take accountability for your actions. If this goes back to that person who goes ghost when you have a conflict, you don't want to take accountability, you don't want to be responsible for your actions. We can't be friends. You have to be reliable, you have to be accountable. Take accountability for your actions. Number 10, if we can't be friends if you don't support my dreams. That is heavy on that. And this is, I'm heavy on this because I have lost 2 friendships because of these people who didn't support my dreams. This was so heavy for me. I think I did an episode. When was it? 2020. What? 2020. When I won my first award. When was that? 2023. Yeah. So let me give you guys a story. I had this friend. I think we were friends since campus. Yeah, we were friends since campus. We used to go out. Like, we were just friends. We were so close. I think there's a point that we were almost moving in together. So yeah, we are friends. And then when I was in campus, that's when I started the podcast. And I wasn't even that serious about it. Of course, it was just like ish. But then after campus, that's when I actually started doing podcasting, seriously. And I think when I started doing podcasting seriously, and I started even branding my podcast, I started like, it gave me a purpose. I felt like it gave me a purpose. So I felt like my friend that I had, she felt threatened. I could even see from her emotions, like from her face. You can't hide. You can't, like, if there's something you can't hide, jealousy. You can't hide jealousy. Like, your face will show. As much as you will compliment me, your words will be different, but your face, you can't hide. Your facial expressions will sell you out. So I used to see this friend of mine when I talk about my podcast, when I talk about the dreams I had for my podcast. Like I would say, me, this podcast, I can attack a Tony. I want to just be consistent. I want to be better. I want to grow it to a big brand. And I could just feel her energy was off. But then I was like, okay, maybe I'm being too much. And then I even started talking. I stopped talking about my podcast. I stopped talking about my work, my content creation journey. I stopped talking about it to her. So I'll just continue doing my shit without talking to her. So I think back in 2023, of course, like I just did my podcast. She used to, of course, when I post it on my status, I think for the first time I used to post the link even on my status, she used to just pretend like she never saw it. Like it's just like a normal status. Like if you're my friend and you see like I'm posting a link, you're supposed to be my biggest supporter, Amma. Am I wrong? You're supposed to be my biggest cheerleader because you're my friend. Because I'm the one who I have these conversations about the dreams I have about this thing I'm trying to do. I have these conversations with you, so I think you're supposed to be my biggest cheerleader. Because even her, the story is coming. Yeah, so yeah, that happened. So I stopped talking about it to her. So I will just post on my status. I'll just do my thing. And she never like even commented at the time. She never did anything. She never did. So. Like she just assumed. She just assumed. I think it was just one time. There's just, you see, I think when I posted on Instagram, though, she would like. I think that around that time, that's when Instagram like introduced liking the story. And then she like, did she even like? No, actually, she never liked anything. So I think just in 2023. She started a business. Now she started her own business. I'm not gonna say the business. Maybe she's gonna be listening. But she started the business. So of course she was selling some things. Yeah. So I was like, yo, this was my friend, yo. And I think I was her first customer, if I'm not wrong. I may be wrong, but I actually bought what she was selling. I didn't even have the money to buy actually what she was selling. It was like way expensive. I think it was the commodity. I'm gonna say the commodity. It was around 5,000 shillings. And at the time, I didn't even have a job, but I was at that radio station job and I was not getting paid at the time. I wasn't getting paid. So I was totally broke. So, but me, I was like, this is my friend. This is, I have to buy what she's selling. I have to be her first customer. This is my friend, yo. So I told her. She uploaded on her status before even she told me anything. She had told me previously, I'm gonna start this business. I was like, start. So she just then I saw she uploaded on her WhatsApp status. I was like, yo, Ulianzisha, you managed to start. Congratulations. I even asked for the price because she posted the products on her WhatsApp status. So even I think we met up sometime. Then I saw what she was selling, I bought it from her. I didn't have the money, so I was like, yo, this is 5k, but I don't have any cash. I have like 1,000 bob right now. So I paid a deposit. Did I pay? Yeah, I think I paid 500 shillings because like I have 1,000 bob right now between me and poverty. So take this 500, like at least for deposit, so that you can keep this product for me. She was like, at least I'm not gonna keep it for you anyway. You're my friend, so just give me the deposit, but take it. You'll pay me in your own time. So I was broke, like I said. I didn't have like an income, so I took my time, but I actually managed to pay her, to pay for the product fully, and bought whatever she was buying. So at the time when she saw that, that's when I saw that now she started now supporting my podcast. I could see that she's posting her link, my link, on her status, because now I supported her business. Now she's posting my link, my podcast link on her status, my YouTube link on her status. And I'm like, that's when I was like, okay. And I started this podcast when? 2020. Okay. So that's when I knew, okay, this girl, I don't think I feel like she feels threatened by my brand. So then I started. Let's run it up quickly. I think that then later that year in September, I won my first award. The APV award. Now I won my first award. Now after me winning that award, you know, she actually never told me congratulations. Actually, all the people, I can say all the people from my contact list. All, if you view my WhatsApp status, all the people who viewed my WhatsApp status on that day that I posted the award, Everyone told me congratulations. Except her. Imagine. That's when I knew, Kumbe, I don't have a friend. That's when I knew we are not even friends. So from there, that's when I started like keeping a distance from her. I was like, okay, this is not someone I wanna be friends with. This is actually not a real friend. So that from then I was like, let me just count. I don't have a friend. So from then we became distant, and today I'll say we're not friends anymore. Till date, we end friends. So we can't be friends if you don't support my dreams. Because me, I will hype you up. I'll support your dreams. So if you can't support mine, we can't be friends. Number 11 or what? We can't be friends if you're threatened by my success. The same thing, the same point. This goes together with, if you can't support my dreams, if you don't have, if you talk down on things I'm passionate about, we can't be friends if you're threatened by my success or achievements. We can't be friends. Number 12, we can't be friends if you see competition in everything. If you see competition in everything, like you're competing, who's better than the other? We can't be friends. We can't. Number 14, I don't know which number we are on. We can't be friends if you have zero ambition and don't want more for yourself. Anyway, we go to where unaishi, where you're just existing. And I'm someone who dreams big. I'm someone who I like talking about my plans. I like talking about my dreams, especially to my friends. And then you have zero ambition. Sister, uko tu. We can't be friends. Nah, sorry. We can't be friends if you call me when you only need something. Hi. Heavy on that. We can't. Yani, we can't. You only call me when you need something from me. And what are you tabia? Let's just be honest. A lot of people, we have normalized that thing, that you just text me when you only need something from me. That's off. And this goes this not only goes for friendships. Some family members. Some family members are going to be mbaya. They never call you. They just view your status. They just view your content. They never even talk about your content. They never support you. They just want to know what's going on in your life. Even some friends, they have saved your number just to know what's going on in your life, just to keep up with the updates on what's going on in their life. But they don't never text you. They never even comment on your status. Even if you post something nice, something, they never even tell you congratulations. They never even like your story or your status. They never do nothing. They never say hi. They never. But when they need you, in fact, that they will call you. They will call you. They'll not even text you. They will call you. If they need something from you, they want to borrow money. Hey, they will call you that day. And start with great and start fake greeting, fake checking up on you. I hate that thing. Oh my God. Kill me. I hate that thing. That you just call me when you need something from me, and then you're fake checking up on me. You're fake greeting me, fake, like you're pretending to be concerned about my life. Ati job ikwaje? Unaendelea aje? Job ikwaje? Maisha nakupeleka. Please stop. Maisha nakupeleka. After all that, and then you come down to, alafu nilikuwa nasema, unaweza kuwa hapo na 500 unitumia lakini nimefoni. Oh, please. I hate that. Me, I'm one person. I always say, it's either we talk daily. And I'm not giving someone pressure like, we're supposed to talk daily, even if you're friends or family members, we're supposed to talk daily. No, because, okay, you can't do that. Even not monthly, we don't do that. Like, there's just, you know, the communication. We are living in a social media era. You can communicate in a lot of ways. Especially me, I'm a content creator. When you just comment on my video, on my podcast, that's communication. That's communication. When you see something I've done and you say hi, baby, hi. Because I think I try to do that. Of course, I'm not saying this like because I'm the best friend out there. Honestly, one thing I know about me, I'm someone who tries. I try. When once I know you're my friend, I love you. I care about you. I'll show up for you. That's one thing I know about me, because I'm someone who likes living life without regrets, so that when that friendship ends, I'm like, okay, I did my best. So adios, like good riddance, I did my best. But you're just doing something, you call me when you need me. I hate that thing. I always like, it's either you don't communicate at all, or we communicate, or you don't call me when you need something from me. It's either you text me, we communicate later, because you don't need, like, we don't just call me when you need me. You just communicate later. Hi, it's just a hi. Simple hi actually always goes a long way. Someone checking up on you, you don't know how people value that. Checking up on someone, when you check up on someone, you don't know how you can make their day. Like, that will go, like, people, have you ever had this quote? People never forget how you make them feel. They may forget what you've done for them, but they never forget how you make them feel. So you're just checking up on that friend of yours. Hey, you don't know how that can make their day. They'll never forget it. Actually, never forget about people who check up on me. And shout out to all my friends from Kisumu. Those guys check up on the friends I made in Kisumu. Like, those guys check up on me, man. They always check up on me. And they're always like, unarudi Kisumu lini? Umekoma Nairobi? Nairobi nakupeleka aje? I have those few friends. Shout out to them. Especially Baraza. There's this guy called Baraza. We met in church back in Kisumu. That is a true friend, man. Shout out to him. He always checks up on me. Like, that guy, I'll even get his missed call. And I'm like, I have to call him back. He'll check up. In fact, I talked to him, I think last week on Friday, I talked to him. He graduated by the... Congratulations, Baraza. Congratulations on your graduation, man. Congratulations. Big congratulations. So, I have the... Like, it goes along. I never forget about those people. They hold a dear place in my heart. So, don't undermine the value of checking up on someone. It may change their entire day. So don't just call me. If your friend who calls me when you only need something from me, in fact, I will block you. So that's a really bad behavior. We should change. We should do better. That is so bad. And this goes out to friends and family members. Kuna family members wako na hiyo tabia. They just call you when they need something from you. And that something is money, nothing else. They call you when they need money from you. Tabia mbaya sana. Another thing. We can't be friends if you belittle or make fun of my interests. Yep. We can't be friends if you belittle or make fun of my interests. Like, I have something I'm into. I like some. I don't know. I don't have an example at the top of my head. But if I have certain interests, there's something I like, and then you're making fun of them or you're belittling me. Ati sasa wewe. Sasa yukiti nakubambia nini. Sasa hizo vitu, sasa, ati, sasa unapenda hizo vitu. We can't be friends. Please, go away. please, we can't be friends. Go away. We can't be friends if you belittle or make fun of my interests. Number, I don't know what. We can't be friends if you don't know how to reciprocate kindness and support. Oh my gosh. We can't be friends if we don't know how to reciprocate kindness and support. Honestly, reciprocity is a vital part of friendship. You need to learn how to reciprocate. Like me, I'm the friend who goes all the way out for you. I give you birthday gifts. I always show up for you. And then you're just there enjoying. You're not doing anything for me. We can't be friends if you don't know how to reciprocate kindness and support. If I support you, you support me. It's a two-way traffic, bro. It's a two-way traffic. Number, I don't know what. We can't be friends if you're not honest. Period. Be honest, please. No matter how the honesty looks like, looks like, please be honest. Give me the truth as it is, as raw as the truth is, as much as the truth is gonna hurt me. Give me the brutal truth. I'm gonna appreciate it. Be honest with me. Be honest about how you're feeling. Be honest about our friendship, about everything. Please be honest. We're almost 40 minutes in. That's the last one I have, guys. I hope these are things that y'all relate to, because I manufactured this list in regards to my past friendships. They inspired this episode. So yeah, please tell me what you think in the comment section. What give me a point, give me a pointers, give me what you think. What is a turn off when it comes to friendships? What are some of your boundaries when it comes to friendship? Who can you not be friends with because of a certain matter? Give me the, please comment, and I think I'm gonna read them in the next episode, right? Okay, guys, I'm gonna have to love and leave you guys here. Remember to share the podcast widely, like and share and subscribe on my YouTube, and I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.